This hour of Armed American Radio's podcast is being brought to you by AmmoSquared.com. Beat future ammunition shortages with a simple, budget-friendly approach to managing your ammo stockpile. Build it up slowly over time, then get it all shipped right when you need it. AmmoSquared.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome in, guys. Sig Sauer Studios fired up for you here on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of radio stations across the country. All of it being brought to you, of course, by the great X Insurance here on the Patriot Mobile Command Microphone. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Greg in Dallas, Texas. X, Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, for some reason doesn't have us running live today, but everywhere else does. So
interesting.
There's that. So I'll just get this out of the way. You can watch us on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can watch us on Rumble at Armed American Radio. And you can watch us on YouTube at Armed American Radio. But remember, it is a radio show after all. So I apologize for X showing the broadcast ended when it just started. So
that's weird.
A tweet. Twitter weird thing. That happened last week, too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It was it Thursday or something we were having, or Wednesday we were having that issue?
Yeah, well, it's not from this end. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. So it's from their end. We had a lot of viewers last night, just under 1,000, so that was kind of cool. Greg, I was going to say get us started, but
you did it.
Already did that, right?
So this is just usher Andy in and get the day started.
Yeah, because I got nothing. I'm counting on him. He's
Hold
a
on,
talk
I got
radio
for
host.
You. Here we go. Oh, where's it at? Oh. Let's get the show started.
Are we going there? Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son. How you doing, brother?
You living the dream, man. Happy Monday. And yeah, every day is a great day to talk about conspiracies and UFOs. Yeah.
It kind of is.
It's a great one.
When it's a Monday and it's kind of slow out there, I do want to mention this. My daughter was at a... she had a bachelorette thing she had to go to. A friend of hers is getting married, and her and a bunch of people went to Myrtle Beach over the weekend. She took Friday, Saturday. She's always off on Sundays. And today off, just so she could chill out and relax and get some UVBs, as she says. And Saturday night, I got an alert on my phone. She was telling me that they heard a bunch of fireworks. She was staying in one of the, you know, the rental houses or something. What do you call those? Is it VRBOs or something like that?
Oh, like a Vrbo or
a Vrbo, okay. Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had it right downtown at Myrtle Beach. And Myrtle Beach, I think, is tuned in now to Myrtle Beach, so you know exactly where I'm going with this. But she said it was kind of weird because they heard a bunch of fireworks on Saturday, but they didn't last long, like only for a couple minutes. Well, it wasn't fireworks. Come to find out, it was I don't know if it's gang related. The media reports it as a mass shooting, but there were groups of people firing at each other. That's not a mass shooting in my book. That's gang-related violence of some sort when groups of people are shooting at each other. But one person was killed, 11 people were wounded, and they heard the gunfire, Andy. So there's that, you know?
Craziness.
Yeah, her first thing today was, I want to go back to the range. I want to go back to the range. I want to get better. So didn't get a chance to take her today, unfortunately, and that's my bad. Terrible father on my part. I had a lot going on, and I was unable to get her to the range. And when I finally had some time, she wanted to go down to the lake and catch some rays. So who's going to argue with a 22-year-old that wants to go hang with her friends and catch some rays? She'd rather do that than go to the range with dad. But anyway, that's all I got, Andy. Greg, you can cue the music. Andy, you host the show. I'll be a guest. I don't know where you want to go. It's kind of slow out there, except for, okay, I was kidding, Greg, but... Andy, have you ever heard of AOAV, Action on Armed Violence, website?
I have not, no.
Okay, well, they're one of these boneheaded, blog-type websites that thinks they're more important than they are. And they have an opinion piece out that was put out 3 days ago. Opinion, the return of Trump and his dangerous retreat from gun control. Let me read a little bit of this, Andy, and then let's kind of dissect it. What do you say?
Let's do it.
In the first months of President Trump's return to the White House, one thing has become abundantly clear. Gun control in America is no longer even up for debate. It is being systematically dismantled. Now, let's just stop right there. Go ahead, chucklehead.
Fear-mongering right there at its best. I mean, that's the paranoia they love to spread, that there's no gun control whatsoever, when obviously there's tons of gun control still around the nation. We have to battle it, but it's not going to advance any further under the Trump administration. But, I mean, they already, just in the first sentence, try to paint the picture that we're just in a nation of anarchy and it's going to be the Wild West with shootouts at high noon every day.
I just took a sip of my sugar-free Red Bull. I can't argue with anything you just said. Fear-mongering to their side.
Right.
Which, you know, I mean, look, let's be real. Well, we do it, too. I'm not going to lie about that. We fear-monger.
It's politics.
Biden's in office. He's coming after our guns.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I mean, they take it to another level. We do it in the sense of when there's a bill coming up, when there's a piece of legislation, when there is a mass shooting, and we know the direction the conversation is going to go. Like, yeah, okay, obviously it's politics, and emotions bring out the response in people. So, of course, it's going to be an emotional reaction and, unfortunately, negative type of emotion of fear and paranoia and hate and that sort of thing. That's what drives people the most in politics. I get it. But here's the thing. They take it to another level, Mark. We went through the 4 years of Trump when he was in office the first time, the 4 years when he was not in office, and then the campaign leading up to now, and even now today, when it's still 93% negative media coverage from him, that the fear-mongering is so bad constantly on so many issues that eventually you're going to burn the popcorn, so to speak. You're going to pop the you can't sustain that level of intense emotions for that long and expect people to reciprocate on it. We do it as well, understandably and rightfully so. I mean, we obviously do it too, but we do it like, hey, there's a shooting. We know the other side's going to come after it. When Joe Biden was in office, they're going to go after and try and ban AR-15s. That's a legitimate concern of what we need to be concerned about. At the same time, though, it was at that moment for that issue, and then we move on and we talk about what we can do. That's the difference, is that we're the problem solvers. We say we want to fix it. Here's what we can do. Here's the legislation we can pass to fix it or to protect this or X, Y, and Z. They just yell for the sake of yelling, and they continuously do it. And I have to imagine they'd have to get burnt out and tired at some point.
It's what's the word I'm looking for?
Sanctimonious?
It works. No, I'm not as grandiose as you. Shut up over there.
I'm not quite as grandiose as you.
You always got that one ready to go, don't you, there, Greg?
You damn right I do.
Yeah, he's got it right there. He's got a piece of tape on it that's right there on the button in the queue that says "grandiose quote John Lott." He just hits it. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to search for it. He's got it queued up every show.
That was on the right page.
That is a great quote, though. But it works for them, Andy. It does. It works.
Well, that's all
for
they
them.
Have.
Well, it is
because,
all they
again,
have. Is fear? You're right. But
they
it
have
does
emotion.
Work
we
for
have
them.
Logic. So when we get angry, Mark, on Second Amendment issues or whatever it is, we get angry because logically it doesn't make sense. Logically, we need to solve this. Logically, we need to find a solution to fix the problem. You and I are fixers. You know, obviously we talk on the radio, but there's a lot of action that goes on behind the scenes as well. People that listen to talk radio and podcasting, they're the activists, they're the catalysts, they're the ones that listen to an issue and say, I need to call my elected official to push for them to do this. I need to go out and run for office to fix this issue. I need to show up to a county meeting of gun issues or the county Republican meeting, whatever, to go fix this issue. We're the doers. Logically, they don't have anything. The only thing they have is the emotion. Donald Trump is a fascist and he's going to get rid of all gun control to where there's going to be mass shootings and people dying in the streets every day. That's going to get them out there for the next week to hold up signs and chant and sing a song and yell about how bad Donald Trump is. But they're not fixers. They don't do anything. We're the ones that actually solve issues. And that's why we could get emotional, but yet at the same time, we get emotional based on the logical lack of common sense.
It's not often I disagree with you, but they are doers. They do something. that's all they say. We have to do something. They never offer a solution to what they perceive to be a problem. There is no solution. And if we go a little further, we're going to cover a couple pieces from this page today. It's kind of interesting because today's piece, it's my sister's birthday today. So happy birthday, Joan. We'll be having dinner with you in a little bit. Why gun regulation in the U.S. is as much a constitutional imperative as is the right to bear arms. You don't even need to read into it. just the headline, but we'll go there after we're done tearing this one up. But it's being systematically dismantled. Remember, America is no longer, gun control in America is no longer even up for debate. It is being systematically dismantled. Executive orders have been issued to erase every federal regulation perceived to restrict gun ownership. So you got to pay very careful attention to the verbiage here. Perceived to restrict gun ownership. That means it doesn't restrict gun ownership, but all of us gun nuts perceive it to restrict gun ownership. You see how that works? And again, that plays on the emotion aspect as well, Andy. We got 30 seconds. When we come back from the break, we'll cover this and another piece from AOAV, which is Action on Armed Violence. Ian, I guess, Lane, Overton, whoever wrote this, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Public health guidance on firearm violence has been retracted, and a bill to introduce nationwide concealed carry reciprocity is sailing through Congress, threatening to override state-level protections built painstakingly over decades. There's a lot going on in just that first paragraph, and we'll kind of dissect it a little bit when we come back. We'll try to get into the mind of Lane Overton, who is clearly a gun grabber. And guys, check out the website when you get a chance. Don't do it while you're driving, please, unless you're sitting in Atlanta traffic or Houston traffic or Dallas traffic or something like that. Action on Armed Violence. We'll be back. Andy Hoosier right after this. Don't go away.
Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back. Patriot Mobile phone in my hands right here. If you're watching on camera, you just can't watch on X because for some reason X didn't want to put us up today. They got the they got everything up there, but it says the broadcast has ended, but it hasn't. It's just begun. 15 minutes ago, so 21 minutes ago, but that's pretty weird. But anyway, you can catch us on, if you want to watch the show, you can catch us on Facebook Live over at facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on Rumble. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back in, my brother from another mother.
Yes, sir. Hey, by the way, right. I got to tell you, listening to the break, I am excited. Month number two of my Ammo Squared process going through.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're getting the Wednesday, are you getting the Wednesday emails like I do?
I do, yeah. I get those every week. Yeah.
Oh, how fun is that?
Heck yeah! So pretty awesome. Yeah, we signed up. Yeah, we're going into month number two now, so I'm excited to see that charge.
What caliber are you getting?
It's I'm getting my 45 for the handgun. My 45, which is awesome. It's just setting aside every month, and then I don't know, probably once a year, we'll just export it out and just bring it on home.
Well, that's what I thought I would do, and I just keep letting it build. A few thousand rounds over there now. I don't want to. I'm at a point where I just like watching it, blow up.
Yeah,
which is fine.
It's pretty cool.
It's such
a great concept because
I mean, isn't it?
Either it's that way. You got to think about it, and you got to think about I got to go get some and run to the store and go buy some ammo and whatever. And now it's so nice just to have that stockpiled whenever you want it, and then just have it shipped to you whenever you're ready.
Yeah, and you can keep ammo. Obviously, you keep ammo on hand. I got a ton of ammo at the ranch, right?
Yeah.
But you want more. I just didn't know where to put it.
Right.
It was building up. It was in the garage. It's a big plug. Thanks for the plug for Dan Morton over there at Ammo Squared. It is a great idea. That's one of those slap yourself
in
the head.
Such a great
concept. Man, why didn't I think of that, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the entrepreneurial mind. That was the idea that was floating out there in the universe of ideas, and he snatched it before anybody else. And I'm jealous because he's growing like a weed. 10th fastest growing company. One of the top 10 fastest growing companies in Idaho, now expanding in Texas down Greg's neck of the woods.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's a great concept, folks. And since Andy mentioned that, you know, I do $15 a week, Andy, and I'm up thousands of rounds already,
I think that's what I'm doing right now as well. $15 a week. Yeah.
You're going to see it.
That was the coolest part. You're not looking at, $200 a month, a whole other bill that you have to worry about. You can set whatever you want, and even just that small amount. And it just accumulates. That's just awesome. I love it.
Well, you've been in the website. You go to the website, folks, and you can click on, you can change your ammo stash supply at any time.
Yeah.
And if you want to move from 45 and go to 9 or something like that, say, I think I got enough 45 stash. Let me start, maybe start socking away some 9. Just go over there and click 9, change the caliber out. You just push a little button, you know, bam, yeah. It's done. A click of a mouse. And you can interchange whenever you want. But it's ammosquared.com, folks, ammosquared.com. Make sure to check that out. It is a great way to store ammo. It's a lot of fun as well.
It is. So I had to give that nice little plug. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to hold up a goat gun again for those of you watching on camera. This is a goat gun. This is the RPG that I'm holding up. And this thing is solid wood and solid metal. It's workable. The tip comes out. You can squeeze the finger here, and I get my fat, but there it is. If you're watching, that pops right out. It's on a spring loaded. It's actually functional. It is quite cool. It's about 9 or 10 inches long. Got a nice little stand down here on the desk at the studio. So make sure to check out goatguns.com. Goatguns.com. Pick some of those up too. Lots and lots of fun. All right, Andy, let's go back to this opinion piece. That first paragraph has a lot in it, okay? Talking about gun control being dismantled from some goofy leftist. It's being systematically dismantled. Executive orders have been issued to erase every federal regulation perceived to restrict gun ownership. So the restrictions on gun ownership that the Biden administration implemented, were they just perceived by me and you and listeners, Andy, or were they really real? Because according to this clown, well, it's just perceived.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't even make any sense because that's not what the executive order did at all. It directed the Department of Justice and Pam Bondi to investigate laws and gun control measures that were violating constitutional rights. So it doesn't just willy-nilly just erase all of them just like the, you know, blink of an eye. It doesn't do that. It tells the Department of Justice to investigate ones that may be violating individuals' rights, like red flag laws and some other issues. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't just remove it. But that, again, is just the lack of facts, lack of truth that's in this story, just this fear mongering that he signed this executive order and poof, it just went away. And then, like you said, the perceived, I mean, perceived is a very broad spectrum here. It's perceived to violate. I mean, no, there's a black and white. This is the Constitution. This is what it says for you to keep and have the right to keep and bear arms, and it shall not be infringed. That's not being perceived. That's a line in the sand, and you've drawn and crossed over it many times, and we're going to investigate what actually breaches that constitutional right for individuals. So this guy obviously has no clue what he's talking about, and it's just a hyperbole piece just to try and scare people into thinking that, again, there's going to be shootouts at high noon every day.
Hyperbole. That's a great word. Isn't that fun? Hyperbole. That's a fun word. Oh, that's fun to say. He continues here in the first paragraph. Public health guidance on firearm violence has been retracted, and a bill to introduce nationwide concealed carry reciprocity is sailing through Congress, threatening to override state-level protections built painstakingly over decades. Now, that signals a lot to me. This tells me that clearly we know they're in it for the long game, built painstakingly over decades. But it also implies that your right to keep and bear arms. And I have the tattoo on my arm right here. A well-regulated militia. You just referred to it, of course, the Second Amendment being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, if I can't carry my firearm in New Jersey when I'm in New Jersey, is my right being infringed? My right to keep and bear arms being infringed? Of course it is, because my right to my Second Amendment self-defense protections does not stop at the state line.
Right.
So maybe I just perceive it differently than he does. Okay. No, we don't. We're right.
This
He's
is the
wrong.
Whole mindset is like, you know, different realities, and that, you know, we get to think of whatever reality that we live in because we have a different gender or something. They have the hardest time, and this goes into so many different factors with immigration.
Made me spit my Red Bull
with
out.
Guns, with all this. I mean, this is the world that they live in, is that they have the Constitution absolutely backwards on so many issues, because, as you know, the Constitution has very specific duties for the government. The government shall do this. The government will do this, meaning that that is your duty, and outside of that duty, you have nothing else that you're supposed to do. And one of those is to protect these constitutional rights, meaning the states cannot override the federal law on this one. I know that for the most part, we have the 10th Amendment, we had the states' rights, we have states being able to do what they want to do, but to Democrats, we'll take immigration for an example. They say that we're going to have a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state on immigration. You can't do that because one of the actual duties where the Constitution says the government shall talks about foreign policy and immigration. So they can't do that at the state level. With gun issues, you technically really can't do much with that because it says that the government shall not abridge a law that violates your right to keep and carry a firearm, and it shall not be infringed. That means that you cannot technically do stuff there at the statewide level. But to Democrats, it's completely opposite, and they just think they can do whatever they want to, whenever they want to, and if the federal government doesn't do their bidding, then they're going to do it at the state level.
Yeah, and when we come back from the break, I just saw something here when I you were talking, and it was a perfect segue to go over to the other piece that I wanted to cover from him, and it's why gun regulation in the U.S. is as much a constitutional imperative as is the right to bear arms. Ooh. And then he says, but in their defense of the Second Amendment, and he spells defense, D-E-F-E-N-C-E. What does that tell you about the author? He ain't from here. Yeah, we'll prove that in just a second. We might just blow this clown off altogether. What he thinks doesn't matter. We'll be right back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Daniel Defense is freedom, passion, and precision. And if you ever have the opportunity to walk into that plant, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about because you can smell the freedom. And as soon as you go through the lobby and get past security and the doors to that plant open, you see this ginormous American flag in there, and you hear the sound of freedom being manufactured. And you smell the aromas of freedom being manufactured. It's incredible. DanielDefense.com. Get yourself on that email list and get yourself on that SIG email list as well. SIGSauer.com. Join up over there. Great emails, great specials are coming to you every single day in the email from SIG. And I mean, I've got one of the Vault-Tec safes down here from SIG. Just amazing stuff over there at really great prices. Same thing with Daniel Defense. Same thing with Carr Arms and the same thing with North American Arms and Crossbreed Holsters. So make sure to get on these manufacturers' websites. Get on those email lists and see all the cool stuff before it's out to the public. You get it first and you get the opportunity to pick this stuff up before it hits the dealer or might be sold out. That happens from time to time. I've got a couple of Crossbreed holsters that they don't even make anymore, and I have them because of the email list. Really cool stuff. So make sure to check them out. You can find all our partners at armedamericanradio.com. They make the show possible. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason at KQAM, Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son, I refer to you as. Today marks the start of our 17th year. Andy, yesterday's broadcast was our 16th year. Talkers Magazine wrote us up today and congratulated us for that. That's quite the milestone, brother. We are now heading into, you know, 20 years already. Good heavens, man. Yeah, just time
Dude,
just
that's
flies
awesome.
Right by.
Yeah, congratulations. That's way cool. Man, that's a long time, and it continues to grow. And you know what? It is becoming a cultural phenomenon to where people know this is where you get the information, especially on 2A issues.
Just think, in 17 years, when you say that, you're going to be 17 years older than you are now.
That's right.
I don't even want to think of where I'm going to be.
We're coming up on
years.
It's all right. And hey, in month, you know what? In the month of June, 1 month from now, we're coming up on 2 years of my national program now, which is insane.
Can you believe it, man? Time flies.
That's
I remember
crazy.
When you started it off. Yeah, that's it's a lot of fun. While we're at it, just tell people where they can watch you or listen to watch you and listen to you after this show. Let's get that in right now for you.
Yeah, you bet. HoosierReason.com. No I in Hoosier, but you can see all the list of affiliates. You can see the video feed, the audio feed, the podcast on there. The links to that. So yeah, HoosierReason.com. It's where it's all at. All the social media, same thing. So we're growing and we're excited to see. Actually, just to throw this out there, we just got ranked on two different podcast rankers for the top 30 and top 50 conservative talk shows in the country. And we came in number 20, just behind the Mike Gallagher Show on one. And then we came in as number one, above Todd Starnes for the top 30 conservative talk shows on Feedspot.com.
There you go. And by the way, while we're talking top spots, Armed American Radio just came in number 3 in the Pro Gun podcast. Just popped up on X the other day. I didn't even know who these people were that were ranked. It was great.
And I'm like a weed, man. I love
number
it.
Number 3, baby. Yeah, Gun Talk was number 2, of course. Tom's been out there for 30 years. You fully expect that. He's an icon. He is a legend. He is the man. He is the Rush Limbaugh of this genre. This genre of talk radio that we're talking about wouldn't exist without Tom Gresham.
Sure.
You know, I'd be utterly shocked if we were above Tom. But, you know, to be neck and neck like that is just phenomenal. He's been on the air 30 years. We've been on the air 16 now, in our 17th year now. Fantastic stuff. And the guy who was at first, I don't even know who he is. So, I don't know. Maybe he paid for this spot. I don't know. I don't know his name. I don't even remember it. But aside from that, let's go back to this AOAV, because as much as I hate to do this, we might just have to blow this clown off, because I didn't know much about him either. And I looked at that second headline, why gun regulation in the U.S. is as much a constitutional imperative as is the right to bear arms. Can you tell me anywhere, any article, any number in the Bill of Rights, anywhere, in any of our amendments, anywhere in our Constitution, that gun control is mentioned?
Well, according to Joe Biden, it's written in magic marker underneath the Second Amendment, to where there's clauses of what they're allowed to put on there as type of restrictions to say who can have it and what kind of firearm you can have. It's you have to read it really closely. It's kind of like a national treasure, where you have to do it with the lemon juice and under a certain dark light and black light and everything. So it's there. You just have to find it.
It was special invisible parchment paper ink.
That's right.
That must be it. Joe Biden can see it. Nobody else can. Here's why we might have to blow this moron off. Here's how it starts. There is a curious irony at the heart of America's gun debate. The United States Constitution, that hallowed document brandished with almost religious fervor, is held up by gun rights advocates like a holy writ. But in their defense of the Second Amendment's promise of a right to bear arms, in quotes, they consistently ignore the other more dominant constitutional truth, that liberty, safety, and public confidence in civic life are not just compatible with gun regulation, they demand it. Which, of course, the Constitution says nothing to that effect. But here's the giveaway. The word defense was spelled D-E-F-E-N-C-E. I went, this guy's British.
that's
He's
great.
British. He's
of
British.
Course.
So let me
so
continue
they don't get
down
it.
Here. Yeah, here's why I'm just going to have to say I can't say what I want to say on FCC-controlled airwaves, but it starts with the FCC. When it comes to guns in the U.S., the language of rights has long been monopolized by those who would see guns in classrooms, supermarkets, and statehouses. Courts, influenced by a small but vocal lobby, the Constitution, I have the Constitution tattooed on my arm. I didn't know that was a small but vocal lobby, seem to have narrowed the concept of public safety, as if the only injury worth considering is a bullet wound. But surely, in a functioning democracy, the freedom to live without fear, to vote without intimidation, to send one's child to school without practicing lockdown, that was spelled British. Drills and blood-spattered rehearsals, these are rights too. From a UK perspective, these are rights we very much take for granted. So here's what we're going to do with that guy. I can't do this because it's on a web page, but I can tear out this piece of paper and go, there you go. That's what we're going to do with that idiot. But that just kills the rest of my show, because I got nothing else. I didn't get to that second headline. I wanted to do that live, and we just did. So where do you want to go now? Because I'm not taking any lecture from some scumbag across the pond whose ass we kicked 250 years ago. And whose ass
they
saved.
Don't get it.
You know, we have saved
multiple
their ass
times.
Twice and kicked their ass twice. All four times with American guns. I don't need a lecture from this clown, and I'm not going to sit and take one. So we'll move on from this moron. Anyway, okay, I want to lecture you. I want to give you this information from some stupid Brit. Not going to happen. Not going to happen, Andy. I'm just not going to do it. Let's move over to Drudge Report headlines. Let's just go there. Because you were talking about, you know, in the first segment, about how they mix things up, right? And how it's all lies and how, you know, what they say. All you got to do if you want a proof of that is just look at the Drudge Report from time to time. Trump deportation slower pace than Biden. Really?
Yeah.
Is that even real? I don't know if you saw Tom Homan's press conference this morning, but I know Tom Homan.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah.
It was outrageously good. I would have expected you to see it, because I wouldn't doubt that you're going to be talking about it today, quite frankly. But him and Caroline
Levitt,
are just eradicating the mainstream media in these press conferences. Homan stands up and says, this is a law. This is what we're doing. They had nine getaways. Wasn't even nine getaways. They had nine illegals that got into the country. And four of them, we were because they needed to appear in court as witnesses. The other four were for humanitarian reasons, for hospitalizations, things of that nature. And the other one was let in for some other legal reason. It's literally zero. Trump is throwing people out of this country. And Drudge headline in bright red, Trump deportation slower paced than Biden. But, and then he says, White House, Trump wouldn't hesitate to arrest Supreme Court justices. This is the kind of garbage we have to... I don't know.
It's so ridiculous, Mark. I love the fact that for the first, I mean, we're coming up on the first 100 days of Trump. I love how they say that, you know, we're doing all these mass deportations that we shouldn't be doing, so we have to bring them back, and then turn around and say he's not deporting as many people as Joe Biden, so he's failing at what he said he was going to do. Like, how can you correlate the two? It doesn't make any sense to me.
How can you put that out there with a straight face? I mean, it's the whole thing is nonsense. These are all aggregator headlines, right? They throw another headline on it to reflect their political agenda. And all you got to do, I mean, it used to be fun to go to the Drudge Report and get good conservative headlines and follow the rabbit holes. Now, it's all BS. It's unbelievable. And we'll figure somewhere out to go during the break when we come back in our final segment with Andy. But we ain't taking a lecture from no Brit. We'll be right back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. Back to the show, indeed. Guys, are any of you carrying a North American Arms mini revolver? I was disappointed for the first time at one of the major show events. I didn't get a chance to run into Sandy. He has been the president of the company for many, many years. He retired now. He's kind of emeritus. He shows up at all the events, and he sits there in the glass case. And I've run into Sandy at those events for years and years and years. And neither he nor Rachel were at the show this go around, and I miss both of them. I was looking forward to seeing them. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean you can't go to North American Arms and pick up one of the coolest mini revolvers you'll ever find. They are the best of the best. Every time I'm at one of those shows, this past weekend, of course, was the National Rifle Association annual meeting. I had an opportunity to get my hands on a couple of those guns I won. I've got a whole slew of them. I think I've got about eight of them. And they're just absolutely beautiful pieces. I carry one with me every day. And if you ask anybody that ran into me at the NRA convention, I had one openly carried at all times. And it was the Sidewinder that I had in that little leather mesh holster. That thing is fantastic. I mean, talk about a great piece. They're works of art as well as extremely functional in 22 Magnum, five rounds. That gun doesn't scare me in the least. That's the gun you can carry when you can't carry a gun. Trust me. And I could carry a gun there. I had another one on me as well. But nonetheless, I carry that mini revolver with me every place I go. And you can get one, too. They're great guns. They're just beautiful to put in your hands. They're small. They're compact. You can wear that gun with anything. You can walk around a beach in a bathing suit and no shirt and no flip-flops and be carrying a firearm. It's that simple with one of those North American Arms revolvers. And if somebody ever says to you, what are you doing carrying a little 22 pea shooter with you? Do like I always do. So I'll tell you what, take five steps back. I'm going to put two in your chest and one in your forehead and tell me what a pea shooter it is then. Oh, you won't be able to talk. I'm sorry. I forgot. Not much of a pea shooter, is it? They just kind of look at you funny at that point. These are beautiful guns. And they're just amazing. Check them out at NorthAmericanArms.com, PatriotMobile.com for your Patriot Mobile phone. Activate with the AAR promo code. Get a month free. And all of our great partners, including BarrelBuddy.com, Goat Guns. We were talking about those. BudsGunShop.com, BudsGunShop.com for all your online needs. We're going to be out and about, ladies and gentlemen. About 2 weeks into May, we'll be up at Sig Sauer at the Academy broadcasting. I don't know if it's going to be before that. It might be before that. We're still working on the dates, but we'll be in Tennessee at Bud's Gun Shop broadcasting. We'll be back at SIG in June. We'll be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. We'll be at the Rod of Iron Festival. So we got a lot of really cool stuff going on for you. And we'll bring Armed American Radio to you. I think this year at the Rod of Iron, we're going to stay there and broadcast live from the Tommy Gun Factory, which will be really, nice. Really fun to do. Yeah, that is fun. Yeah, I see, when you say Tommy Gun, Andy, it raises your feathers, bro. I was talking with Justin Moon about that. We're talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's big talker. He is, of course, Wichita's favorite son. But when you get your hands on a Tommy Gun, Andy Hoosier, there's just something about it, man. It just has that wow factor. It has that quintessential, this is a just an incredibly American piece of art in the form of a firearm that everybody that sees it knows it. right? Everybody knows what that gun is, and I have one. Now, it's not full auto. I wish it was, but I don't feel like, you know, dumping some retirement money to buy a pre-86 one. They run about 40 grand and probably 30 or 40 grand now, but Andy, you got to get one, dude.
Yeah, work in progress. Working on that one next.
Well, Carr made it easier for you because they now have one that has a polymer stock on it, and it's made out of aluminum, the frame. So it's much lighter, and it runs about $1,300. It's very reasonably priced, and it's nice. A Tommy gun. Tommy gun. Yes, when you said Tommy gun. Mm. Yeah, guys, I got nothing left. I was going to jump all over this guy, but I'm not into taking a lecture from somebody that refers to themselves as a subject, Andy. And I want to thank somebody in the chat for reminding me to say that because it's very true. I'm not taking constitutional advice in some lecture from some idiot, you know, who we separated ourselves from that refers to himself as one of the king's subjects. I'm just not into that, Andy. I don't feel it today. Do you?
No, I mean, I think it leads to a further and a deeper conversation about why America is so precious and why we have so many great rights that other nations don't, because they don't fathom it. They don't comprehend the rights that we have. And most people here, because we take it for granted so much and we're just used to it, they don't understand it as well, which is why you get the left wing side of the aisle that talks about how horrible the country is, how they're going to move if Donald Trump gets elected. And, you know, a couple celebrities do. The most everybody else just stays around and complains about it, but they don't actually do anything about it because most people may not realize or have forgotten the preciousness of what we have and why we have to fight so hard to defend it. So just like with the conversations earlier where they talked about, you know, with the first paragraph of what you read there, where we're just single-handedly erasing all these gun regulations, we have to fight for the Second Amendment because we are the only nation on the face of the earth that actually has a Second Amendment that defends our right to be able to defend ourselves and keep and bear firearms and have that not be infringed. We have to preserve that. And other nations, they don't grasp it. When we talk about it, they see a blank stare. They see the glossy eyes because they don't comprehend the fact that government is there to protect rights and to stay out of our life by not infringing upon certain inalienable rights that we have granted in the nation. No other nation writes their documents the way that we do, saying the government has specific power. The government shall do this. And therefore, if it's not there, then they don't get to infringe upon it. Every other nation, they go with the flow. It's the sexy flavor of the day. It's whatever, you know, generational or decade issue is, to where government has to step in, regulate it, control it. And then we have people here that say, why can't we be more like England? Why can't we be more like Scandinavia? Why can't we be more socialist like these nations over here? It's because they do that. They change their documents as time goes along. We say, hey, these are our founding documents. We have these rights. We have specific duties of the federal government. Outside of those specific duties, leave us the hell alone. And we have to fight to remind people of that.
Yeah, and it's interesting what you bring that point up about we're the only nation that has a Second Amendment. You are correct about that. However, every living, breathing human being has a right to defend their lives. We're the only nation that has it codified on our precious parchment paper, right?
Yes.
Where it's recognized as a God-given right. Every human being possesses it.
Right.
But not every government recognizes it. Ours
exactly.
does. And that's a huge distinction. And I want to make that point because, hey, British subjects, hey, we have a lot of people listening in Great Britain. I see the numbers. Thousands of you listen in Great Britain. We've got listeners all over the world. Many, many thousands of you. And folks, let me tell you something. You possess that right as well.
Yeah.
Your government just doesn't recognize it. That's all.
Right.
That's what makes you a subject. That's what makes me a free man, is I don't have to wait for my government to approve that. That's what provides me my freedom. It's the ultimate freedom. You do not possess the freedom. You do possess the right. Your government fails to recognize it. That makes you a subject. That's the difference between you and I. Period. Deal with that. So I'm not going to take a lecture from some anti-gun subject about our Constitution. Sorry. Oh, and by the way, if you want to come here legally. I know somebody that'll throw you out. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Where can people get you one more time, man? I appreciate you being here on a Monday, brother. Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, it's always fun for a Monday. I love it. HoosierReason.com. Go and check it out. Yeah, most of our show today, we're going to be focusing on Tom Homan, the press conference from today, and the first 100 days of the Trump administration.
Yeah, it was a beautiful press conference. Homan just laid it out. He buries the media, makes them look stupid. It's always so fun to watch. And ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, if you want to have some fun, I'll be on Mark Cox in the morning, 7:35 Central Time, 8:35 Eastern Time. Mark and I, always with Kim St. Ange, have a fantastic time on the show. No doubt he'll probably want to be talking a little bit about the National Rifle Association meetings and some more moves by Donald Trump. Make sure to check out Andy Hoosier. He's coming up in, well, about 10 minutes. You can watch him over at HoosierReason.com. And we will get up and do it again tomorrow precisely because they don't want us to. No lectures from Brits on this show. Nope. Not going to happen. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. See you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.